Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good evening. Welcome to the show. We're so glad you're here with us tonight. And I want to thank the One Institute for bringing us here to be with you each and every Thursday. I hope you'll remember that you can download our show anytime you want to hear it, but you could only interact with us live on Thursdays at 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Our call-in number, 323-203-0815. Dr. Allen, you're live on the air. Are you ready to take calls? Because we've got calls waiting.
Awesome.
Let me let our wonderful switchboard radio tech and all-around great guy know. Ronan, we're ready when you are, so let's have it. All right. Here we go. We should have a call coming. How was your week?
My week was great.
Oh, I love that. A great week is wonderful.
Yes.
Wonderful. That's awesome. Then you did a show last weekend.
Yes.
A seminar. Which one?
Last weekend was Script.
Oh, you know that's Script. One of my favorites.
I know it. If you're in the 12-step program, it's called an inventory. But if you're in our program, it's called a script. It's what they programmed into your computer, your brain, your broca, and you are living by. And if you want to know what it is, give me a call and we will work it through so you can create you as God meant you to be.
Exactly. And that's I think we have a caller. Call you there. You're live on the air with Dr.
Hello.
Allen. Hi.
Oh, thank you so much. My name is Maria, and thank you, Dr. Allen. Dilemma that I'd like to know your opinion. So I have a friend, you know, this man and I dated for 3 months around 8 years ago, and we have been in touch. And last year, he told me that he wanted to have a wife, a family, and children, and that he was thinking of me because I am a decent person. I don't know exactly how to feel about that comment. And my dilemma is...
How did you feel about it? You can't think about how you're going to feel... Feelings aren't negotiable other than drugs, meds, murder, and suicide. So you can't negotiate feelings. You can manipulate them from exterior sources. But how do you feel about what he said?
I have so much more to offer.
The phone is a little garbled. Kelly, what is she saying? Hello?
Hello?
Caller, you have to turn your to turn your radio down. We can't hear you over it.
Oh, can you hear me now?
Yeah, we can hear you now.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So I think I feel that I am more than a decent person, and that I can offer much more than a decent person.
You said, I feel that. I have never felt of that in my life. You didn't say what you felt. You said what you think.
Oh, well, I feel that I
you
can
still
give
said
more.
I feel that. This is what drives men crazy. They want to be respected, we want to be respected, and all we're doing is bumping into each other, left lobe, and not making sense. So please answer the question, How do you feel about what he said?
Well, I don't feel very good.
All right. What is the cause for you not feeling good? What do you not like about his statement?
Well, he does this every time he feels insecure. I know that. I don't know if he's serious, and I want to know if he's 100% serious this time, because I don't want to commit. I don't want to invest in my time and my heart.
Then require an engagement ring.
And how? Okay, so he's here this weekend in LA. He's here in for business.
Are you
how
dating
do him? I don't think so. I don't think we're dating because I haven't seen him in a long time.
Okay, so you're not dating. If you're not seeing him, it's 8 weeks. He's off doing something else.
Yes,
rumination
I
is 8 weeks of think field to decide what you're going to do. So I don't believe there's anything going on because you don't feel comfortable with what he's saying. But
so
he has a right not to want you.
Got it. Unless he says, let's date. Is that correct?
Unless what?
Date.
Unless he says, I want to be dating you.
What you usually say at this time is stop dating other people.
Oh, I see.
Has he said
well,
that
I think
to you?
No.
Do you want to be respected or do you want to be respected or cherished? Do you want to lead? Do you want to run the show or do you want to wait till he runs the show?
I want to be cherished.
Well, you're being cherished right now because you're not leading him. You're not fighting with him.
I see. I see.
You don't like it that he's not chasing you.
No, I don't like that. It's very strange for me because
you want to be respected.
Mm.
Is that correct?
No, what I really want, I get very confused with, well, I like to be shared because I want the man to be a provider for my future family with him.
I know that, but this man is not doing it.
Correct.
Are you dating other men? Are you dating other men?
Yes.
Is anybody else wanting you?
Yes.
Well, why aren't we talking about them?
Because, you know, doctor, I am giving it a try, and it's really hard when we don't have the same values. It's like it's as if I am from another world. And I try to explain, it's very hard for me to date someone who doesn't have the same values and beliefs. And I don't know what else to do in the dating world.
I am in the apps. Wait until you find somebody that does meet your standards.
Okay.
Don't sell out.
Yes, I feel so bad because I want to give them a chance and I want to be beauty dating. But I realized very quickly that the lifestyle that they have that doesn't align with the lifestyle that I have or that I want to have or the beliefs that I have or, you know, the values for me
they
and the person are very
They much. Don't respect you.
Correct.
Well, I'm afraid you may have to go to a culture. What culture are you from?
I am Latina. Latin American.
Okay. I appreciate that. But if I'm not mistaken, in any Latinas are taught to be, to follow their men.
Yes, that's right. Mm-hmm.
Are you hunting where there are real men?
I don't think so.
Why are you not hunting where there are real men?
I'm not sure where are they. I tried so many places, and I am giving up sometimes. It's really, I'm really disillusioned.
Okay.
I'm not.
Have you thought of lowering your standard?
Yes, I have. I have lowered my standards a lot. I have.
Well, have you found somebody with lesser standards?
Yes, I have. I have found someone. Yes, one person. We have
one
great
person.
Chemistry. We have great chemistry. However, I don't want the relationship to be drawn by only chemistry, only, sexual attraction. I have followed your...
I understand
your...
that. Is he too poor for you?
Yes.
Okay. Well, women 2/3 of the time want status, they want to be married, and they want financial security. Are you hunting in a poor area?
Maybe. It's hard to say when it's online. It's very hard to say because he lives in a okay area, but he doesn't reflect his lifestyle.
Okay. Do you live the lifestyle that you want to live with the man? Now?
Well, I don't live with that man, but yes, I live the lifestyle that I like. Yes, I'm very comfortable right now.
Do you have a church in that area?
Yes. Yes.
Are you going to church?
Yes, I am.
Are you flirting in church?
Yes, I am.
What religion is it?
I am Catholic.
Fine. Do they have parties? Do they have dances? Do they have dinners? Do they have charity events?
Yes, they do. And I try to attend to as many as possible.
And do you flirt when you go there?
In some congregations I do, in some others no, I don't, because of the group age. Is I am 38, so they're either too young or older than me, which is okay, but I feel disconnected.
All right, so would you rather a younger man or an older man?
I rather a younger man.
Then you must want sex.
Well, I want it all at this point, doctor.
If you want it all, if you want it all, then you have to have two men. You have to have one for sex and one for money.
I agree. Yes. Yes.
So
you have to compromise.
Having two men. What?
No. I don't. I just want one man. One man is enough.
I'm afraid. Young men often do not have enough men money, and older men often do not perform as well as younger men sexually. So which would you choose if you were, how old are you?
38. What if I find someone who is 40?
Someone
40
who's
years
what?
Old. 40 years old, or in that age break from 35 to 45. I would be very happy.
No, they change from 45 to 55. That's when the testosterone goes down, and that's when our estrogen goes down. So which would you rather, to get laid or to get paid at your age?
It's a very hard question. I want both, but
that's
I can't
why,
have both.
That's why we're talking. Do you understand? Have you read my book, Getting to I Do?
I do. I have, doctor. I have.
Then you must not believe what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think I rather get paid. And how, because
then
I
want you to date older men.
Okay, I really want to have a family too. So that is
well, then I guess you're going to have a lover on the side.
Oh my goodness! I just want one.
No, that's your badness. No, wait, that's not your goodness. That's your badness.
Oh, but I wouldn't feel right having two.
Do you understand that you want all, everything? And because of
that, I understand.
You are going to have nothing if you don't answer the question. I want you to decide if you want to get laid. If so, younger is better. If you want to get paid, older is better. How about you go out there and practice that and then call back?
Great. I will do that. Thank you, doctor. I'm going to reread your book and I just want to have the same lifestyle, and I want to have a family. That's all, you know, but I need to make a choice.
I think that's fine, except your mom and dad had to find each other before they had you.
What do you mean?
You're too much into the finish of the game rather than the working the game.
Oh.
Get out there and start hunting for men that will give you financial security, because that's what you feel good about. And pick the man that you're most attracted to, but his main asset is financial stability.
Correct. Yes.
So go do it.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you, caller.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Wow. Okay.
When you're narcissistic, you're better off single.
Oh, I agree with that.
Yes, but people don't want to be single. They want to be mated or married, and then they want it all, and you can't have it all in the same person.
Right. You need a carousel of men.
You need to decide if you want to get laid or paid.
Definitely. I think we have another caller here. Okay.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, caller. You're on the air live with Dr. Ellen. Do you have a question?
Yes, thank you. Hi, Kelly. Hi, Dr.
Hello.
My question is this. Why is it important to let a masculine man controls me, my masculinity?
Because equality is good at work and in friendship, but equality in a relationship of intimacy is destructive. Equity. I will do this if you will do that. I do not want to ever watch a mother and a child of 10 be equal, because I know the child will not be raised properly and the mother will be absolutely dingy with the problems. Equality is not good for intimacy. Equity is good. Somebody has to be in charge of, Harvard said, status and security, and somebody has to be in charge of sensual and sexual security. 2/3 of men want sensual and sexual stability. The book on this is The Evolution of Desire by David Buss, B-U-S-S. So what you're saying is basically the core of Me Too, and because of the equality factor, it isn't going to work.
Right. A lot of men, when I kind of said that, you know, I don't want to be equal to you, they, it's not about that, they say. It's about, you know, it's, well, they kind of said, it's equal. You know more, I'm no more than you. We are, no one is.
I have it, by the way, I have no problem. Yes. With women being the leader, the respected one in a relationship. No problem.
Right.
I have no problem with men being the homemakers. 18% of the men today are wanting to stay home with the kids.
Mm-hmm. Yes. All right. I get it.
But when you have two people that want to be equal, you're going to have war, because marriage and mating is like dancing. What are you chopping up?
It's like dancing, she said.
Dancing, okay.
Dancing.
Okay.
Discoing.
Oh, thank you.
When you see a couple discoing, you can't even tell who's dancing with who. They're so individual, equal.
Okay.
When you see a couple slam dancing, you know one person is codependent and putting up with bad dancing. When you see people waltzing or tangoing, you are seeing a leader and a follower.
One has the control of the other. Okay.
What?
One has the control of the other, and the other follows.
They are both volunteering to give up some of their freedoms. To lead
right.
is to be responsible. To follow is to give up a lot of individual rights. Men, when they mate or marry, which is monogamy, continuity, and longevity, when men, whether they're men or women, there are women that are more male than female. There are men that are more female than male. I have no problem with that. But I do want them to know what they're there for and how to communicate and negotiate and not intimidate each other and not seduce each other with guilt and shame.
Yes.
So do you want equality?
No.
Do you want to be respected, cherished, or cherished, respected?
I love to be cherished.
Do you act like you want to be cherished?
Yes, definitely.
Therefore, you respect the men you like and date. Do you have a boyfriend? Do you have a husband?
Someone is dating me, and he's controlling how many dates he gives me. Like,
why would he?
Me in 4 weeks.
He's the pilot of your relationship, or you are.
I feel sure he is the pilot. I'm letting him pilot the team. I wonder myself if this is the right thing.
I don't hear that you respect him enough.
Because I'm asking why he's doing the way he's doing it?
Yeah. Raise your right hand.
It's up.
I promise. To respect the man I love.
To respect all the men I love.
Even when I know I'm smarter.
Even when I know sometimes I'm smarter.
And could do it better.
And I could do it better.
Furthermore.
Furthermore.
I promise to keep my masculine yang mouth shut.
To keep my masculine yang mouth shut.
Unless I have to call the police.
Unless I have to call the police.
A doctor. Or a lawyer to sue him.
Or a lawyer. By the way, I'm just complaining to you.
What?
I'm just complaining to you. I'm trying to understand why you think
complaining is emotive therapy. I'm not an emotive therapist. I'm a cognitive behavioral therapist. Beware of your thoughts, for they become words. Beware of your words, they become habits. Beware of your habits, they become your character. Beware of your character, it becomes your destiny. Making money, being well, and loving.
Yes.
So why don't you just stay single and be a narcissist?
I don't want that.
Well, then do you want to be respected first, cherished second, or do you want to be cherished first and respected second? It's your choice.
Got it.
What?
I got it. I love to be cherished when he cherished me, and it's a great feeling.
I understand that, but if you require him to respect you and cherish you, you're a narcissist, and he has to be a zero to be with you.
Right. No, he doesn't look like that kind of person. He's like a zero. Even a little bit afraid of him, knowing the value.
You know what? I don't mind that. With respect, people that are respectable are scary.
Right.
But as long as they're moral, ethical, and legal, who cares? You're the co-pilot.
Right.
The pilot.
Dr. Pat, what is deflowering?
What is deflowering?
Yes. And
well,
all women go through this? I mean, I know norepinephrine.
You have to go through
they
it.
They have a hard time.
Deflowering is when somebody makes love to you, hopefully, and doesn't rape you. And you lubricate,
right.
And you enjoy having intercourse. That's the reason that I fight casual sex. Because
okay.
When we bond to a man sexually, see, young women and old men are on estrogen because
mm-hmm.
They're young. Men, young women, and old men. And when you bond to somebody, it's like it is an addiction that can take up to 2 years to get over. So I strongly tell people, do not have intercourse unless you're ready to bond to this person.
Right. But deflowering... We're not talking about intercourse. We're talking about the flowering is the gifts, the going out, the calling. That is the flowering?
The flowering is getting you to lubricate. It's getting you to accept it in your body, oral, anal, and vaginal, so he can make babies for his bloodline.
Right. So why not apprenefic women allow that without, like, allow the
without contract? That's right.
Without
they don't form boundaries. You know, my last book, it's called A Man's World and a Woman's Universe. Men are in charge of all the junk on this planet, and we're in charge of the oxygen. But if we don't negotiate our boundaries, we become usable objects. And that's what's undermining our marriage rate, our parenting. We're not following the laws of science.
Okay.
Churches try to do it, but people aren't doing it. And so I'm teaching people how to negotiate their sex lives.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we've got more callers. We've got to move on. Thank you, caller, for calling.
Thank you, Kelly. Thank you, Dr. Paz.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Mr. Ronin.
Okay, here we go. We got more calls, so we got to move on. Here we got it.
Hello.
Hi, caller, you're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Yes, I do. Hi, guys. I'm following up from last week. Hello, with two questions, actually. I was the caller last week who mentioned about the man that told me he was separated, but he's in fact divorced. So since that saga last week when I talked to you guys, he's now following me on Instagram, not saying a word, but following follows me and now watches all of my stories and doesn't say anything. I do not follow him back. And I'm just wondering, like, what's the point of him following me on that? Because I unfollowed him, but I unblocked him, which allowed him to have access to my pictures and things. So I'm just trying to understand, why is this man doing that and not saying anything?
He's watching your behavior.
Okay.
Women don't often know that men beg for sex they shouldn't even ask for, when the truth is they like virtue in a woman if they're a good man. If they're a bad man, they want to use women, but women who allow it and don't fight it are participating in the lack of loving.
Well, luckily, he and I have never had intercourse because
that's
as
fine.
I mentioned, we've never had intercourse because we never met. Now we're probably not going to meet since I know that he is, in fact, separated. So I guess my other question is, like, I don't know. Some days I'm okay with it, and then other days when I'm, like, by myself, I start getting, you know, upset again over being lied to the way that I was lied to. And I joined.
I've got news. You found out what you needed to know. What's wrong with that?
Nothing. It's just that some days, like today, I'm feeling like a mixture of angry and sad and disappointed all rolled up into one. And
because
then other days,
what are you mad at?
I'm mad at the fact that I was lied to and deceived.
I got news for you. He has a right to lie, and you have a right to leave him for lying.
Right, but that doesn't take away the way I feel. You know, I wish I didn't feel like this.
Did you hear me at the beginning of this show? I said feelings aren't negotiable other than drugs, meds, murder, and suicide.
Right, and I definitely don't plan.
The way out of any negative feeling is a positive decision. I accept this person the way they are, defect and all. I reject this person, but I never, ever tolerate people. What?
No, I said tolerate. Yeah, you always say you never tolerate. You either accept or reject. So, yes.
Well, are you going to reject him because he's still married?
Yes, I have. I have had no contact with him for almost 2 weeks.
Are you? You mean you haven't chased him for 2 weeks?
I have not spoken to him for 2 weeks, correct. And I wasn't doing the chasing before. He was the one that was calling.
So do you know what you've done? You've taken a virtuous position, and believe me, that is impacting, and he's watching you because you're an unusual woman. You're giving up a pleasurable person sexually pleasurable, because you'd rather have pleasure than get rid of a liar. But now that you've gotten rid of a liar, he's more fascinated by you.
That's interesting. But still doesn't
men
have
do
the courage
not,
to say
men
something.
Do not fall in love with vaginas. They play with them, but they don't
right.
fall in love with them. Men fall in love with virtuous women because they know they will be safe with the woman. A man is not safe falling in love with a cheap woman because she's going to betray him.
Right. No, I understand that. I just couldn't figure out why he's watching, but you just explained that. And I think because I see him watching and like reading, like seeing my stories, it just irks me, like, man up and say something, you know?
Why?
But
he may, you don't really think human beings are monogamous, do you?
No, we're not bored. I guess, as you say, to be normally that way, it's a choice.
We have to discipline our sex lives like we discipline our drinking and discipline our eating.
Right. But now
there's a wonderful book, and it's called The Myth, M-Y-T-H, The Myth of Monogamy. We are not naturally monogamous. We are polygamous animals, and it takes teaching and parenting and churches and discipline to be a stoic, virtuous person. And by the way, I love the book written about Marcus Aurelius's teachings. It's called The Spiritual Teachings of Marcus Aurelius, edited by Forstater.
I've very in that one. Yeah.
Yeah, it's very simple and it's very, very good.
I guess
virtue based on science.
Which I feel like I'm a virtuous person. I've never had an issue being monogamous. If I'm with one man and I truly love and care for that man, I don't feel the need to want to have another man have intercourse with me. I don't feel
I
like I don't even want another
you.
Man touching me.
Men are not built to be monogamous. We're more
right.
built, but not much. So men ask for stuff they shouldn't get, and if we give it to them, we're participating.
Right. And I'm definitely not like that. That's the other thing that I was kind of going to mention, is that now that I'm on other dating websites to kind of meet someone that's single, I'm very hesitant and guarded even more than usual now with men, because I don't want to meet another married or i.e. separated man.
I got news for you. I want you to date men, whoever they are, if you're attracted, and find out if they're married. That's the point of talking.
But then I'm interviewing. That's what I was trying to ask. Like, how do I not interview?
No, I'm not saying interview. You have the right to ask if he's been married. He has a right to lie to you, but you're going to find out and dump him.
Okay, so that's not considered me interviewing, because that's what I just had an issue earlier today with a guy that I was talking to on eHarmony, and I almost felt like I was asking him, like, how long have you been divorced? Are you really legally divorced? You know, stuff like that, because I'm
And
so
did he answer? And did he answer?
Yes, he did.
And
but
I want you to know,
in
marriage, asking, why did you leave your wife is none of your business. Are you legally divorced now? Yes or no? No, a non-answer
right.
is a no answer. He's still married. It's a,
right. Well,
I don't want you to interview, how much money do you make? I don't want you to interview for a contract of marriage. I want you to ask for a contract of virtue and morality that suits you.
Okay. Okay, so there's nothing wrong with that. That's why I felt like I was on a slippery slope with it, because I didn't know if that was coming across as interviewing, but I don't want to waste time talking to these guys, a bunch of texting back and forth.
I got news to you. I don't trust human beings until they prove to be trustworthy. I don't trust human beings. We're all subject to temptation.
Right. No, I hear you. I just, I'm just going to keep doing what I'm doing, then asking them up front. But now I actually want to ask them for a marriage certificate. Like, can they present that versus just taking their word?
Whatever certification you want. Oftentimes you can call up the local record place, you know, police, something.
Okay.
In fact, I know there are businesses that people can hire to investigate backgrounds.
Right, and I had hired one with the supposed divorced man, and it did not give me marriage. It was one of those online. It didn't give me the marriage information, whether he was married or not, or dissolution of divorce. But I guess that wasn't a thorough enough one.
I got it. What doesn't sound like it.
Yeah, clearly I would have known sooner than later. But okay.
I know that.
Keep doing what I was doing then and asking these guys. And we'll see what happens with this when it's lurking on my Instagram.
Okay.
Thank you, guys.
Good luck, caller.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
So,
background check on casual dating, I think maybe when you get into a more serious relationship, but court records are public. So if you are inclined to go down and run a court record search, then, you know, you just go down and do that.
Yes.
You know, and some vital records, but not all, you know. But
right.
Yeah, it's interesting. It's interesting, but I can understand. I mean, it's rough out there in the dating world sometimes.
It is when no one's setting boundaries.
I think that's one of the really big things, too. And, of course, you know, her situation was interesting because he had been so dishonest about it. And I wonder sometimes if people that are in the middle of divorce or whatever are dishonest because they might think it's a turnoff to another person.
Of course, age, and marital status are two big lies in the dating world.
Yeah. Yeah, that's, and those are biggies.
Yes.
And are biggies.
Right.
So we have a question from a woman, and she wants to know.
What?
Oh, interesting. She wants to know, she apparently just heard that broadcast. She wants to know if, apparently the man she's married is still married to somebody else in another state. So I'm going to say that you're going to say, if you have to call the police, a doctor or a lawyer on that one, Dr. Allen, what's your position on that?
It depends on which state. There are states where they allow people to have multiple partners.
Right. Apparently he has a wife in a completely different state, and he's married to her, and she never knew anything about the other wife until 3 months ago.
Then she can decide to set a boundary. She can accept the situation, she can reject the situation, or she can tolerate the situation, which I hate. Accept and reject, don't tolerate.
I agree. I think we have another caller on the line. Caller, are you there?
Hi, I am.
You have a question.
Yeah, I've been doing, like, kind of your work for several years, and it hasn't, like, worked out, and I just sort of am on, like, 2 weeks of 8 weeks with a guy, and I just wondered if you could help me understand what I might be doing wrong.
No.
Okay.
Kelly, would you summarize what she said?
I believe she said, Dr. Allen, that she is on week two of the 8-week waiting after he has left. Is that correct, caller?
Okay, she's in the second week of the 8 weeks.
Yeah, he left, but I kind of like dumped him, but I left it open because I
agreed. Oh, you dumped him?
Oh.
Yeah, and I don't know if that's like, I guess I'm just confused.
Do you regret dumping him?
Kind of. Well, like, we were going out.
No, not kind of. Do you regret dumping him?
I mean, I miss him, but he didn't want a relationship. And
what did he want? Just a lover?
Probably.
What did he offer you?
He just wanted to keep dating. And I feel like after 4 months, like, so basically he was dating me and then he would go down on me, which I don't think I would do again unless. And then there was like one point where he got in, but I was like kind of too scared and I didn't say no and I should have. And then after that, I said, I can't see you really again, you know, and I don't want to do anything unless we're kind of in, you know, the monogamous relationship. And I told him that multiple times before. So I kind of feel like he just like took it in a way. In a way,
well,
was there, but I got too freaked out.
Wait.
No,
did
I mean, I was kind
you?
Of like, hey, no, I mean, I guess I just didn't, I was just like, oh, stunned because I was surprised. And then after
so
that,
you...
I said, okay, well, I don't want to have any, you know, I don't want to be like, basically, I don't want to do anything sexual at all unless we're in a relationship. And then he was like, well, okay, I'm not ready for that. And then on Valentine's Day, I was like, well, I don't want to just be his friend if he can't be in a relationship. So I said, okay, we should go separate ways or, you know, maybe date people because this isn't meeting my needs, friendship. So then he wrote me a letter and he signed it like the one that got away. And he told me that I should go after what I want. And if I want someone, I should call them. I mean, he said good things too, but so I know I kind of screwed it up, but.
Well, do you want to signal him that you want him? Do you really want him?
I wrote him a letter back and I said, kind of like a hi bye, and I said, you know, I have call or text, but I don't feel comfortable seeing you and pretending that I don't have
so
feelings.
So you've already done it, and he's not reaching out to you?
He hasn't reached out after that letter, so I guess I'm just waiting.
Right.
So he basically sent you a hi-bye letter.
Well, he sent me, like, a letter after I told him, you know, I didn't feel comfortable just being friends, dating.
Yes.
And then he was like, I'm the one that got away and whatever, which sounds passive-aggressive in a way. Like, if he really wanted to be there, he would be, I guess, so.
He wants you to be a free girlfriend, is what I hear.
Okay.
He wants
I just,
a sex
I feel like...
partner without boundaries.
Yeah.
Well, do you want
and
that?
I just... No.
Well, then why don't you wait the 8 weeks to see if he misses you enough to call?
Okay.
Wait another 6 weeks to see if nature will pressure him into reaching out to you and being willing to be more serious about you.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I didn't know if I, like, should have been more passive and not told him, you know, that I didn't want to accept this friendship and dating. Like, maybe that wasn't passive enough.
That
I didn't want to just be, like, dating friends, you know.
Wait a minute, I thought you dumped him.
Yeah, I kind of dumped him, yeah.
And then he dumped
But I
you.
Told him, I was like, but I said, if you want a relationship, great, but if you don't, then I don't really want to keep doing this, because he kept picking up all my Saturdays and Sundays, and I'm like, okay, well, I need to find somebody that wants what I want, you know, and I didn't know how long I'd like.
You know
on.
What? That's what I want to do, because you're short 6 weeks of patience, passivity, patience, and vulnerability to his chosen decision.
Mm-hmm.
If he wants you badly enough, he will emotionally pay for you. If he
mm-hmm.
doesn't, He will not do that.
All right. I just thank you.
Thanks, caller. We're out of time. Dr. Allen, what do you have to say before we go?
Well, what I want to say, the only way out of a negative feeling is a positive decision followed by action or inaction as soon as possible.
Indeed. Everyone, don't forget, Dr. Allen does phone-in appointments. If you need one, want one, you can reach out to info@DrPatAllen or call 949-738-0338. Additionally, Dr. Allen does live scripts. If you have interest or information, you'd like information on the upcoming seminars, go to wantistore.com. Sign up for our newsletter at www.drpatallen.com. We love you. We'll be back next week. Take care. Until then, bye-bye.
Bye.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen. Empowered communication. Right here on LA Talk Radio.